Friends, now we are entering into the chapter where it will take you to understand the actual process of exporting the agricultural commodity. Up till now, all the various requirements for the purpose of export you have seen. Now, we have to concentrate on understanding the process, how exactly the export takes place of agricultural commodity, covering prerequisite for starting the export if you are new, procurement and processing of the export orders, okay, then you have to complete the custom formalities. You have to export process also, you have to undertake that process also to understand. Then documentation is an important and vital part for the submission to the bank for getting the finance. And most important is the realization of the export process. This process is very interesting. In one nutshell, you will not get all the process explained, but here in this chapter, we are going to discuss that. Again, I am falling back to whatever I explained earlier, that India's foreign trade, particularly exports and imports, which is regulated by the foreign trade policy, which is notified by the central government in exercising its power, and it every 5 years they are issuing the foreign trade policy, which is called as a FTP. Earlier it was used to call it as an Exim policy. Now it is called, since last 10 to 15 years, it is called as foreign trade policy, that is FTP. Current policy is what we are using is 2015-20, FTP policy, FTP 2015-20. Now 20 is already gone. Due to the pandemic situation of the COVID-19, last year this policy was expected to be revised and replaced for the 2025 or 21-26, but same status is continued in the year 2021 also. So under the circumstances, government has no other option but to extend it, the policy, FTP policy, till September 30, 2021. Okay, as per the foreign trade policy, the export is defined as an act of taking out of Indian any goods by land, by sea, or by air with the proper transaction of the money. Export in itself is a very wide concept, and a lot of preparation is required by the exporter, farmer, the agency is involved in it before taking an export business. Before taking export business. So, it is presumed that some of the essential prerequisites are already in place. Let us presume. However, it is better to check some of the steps for our own satisfaction and understanding, so as to avoid the inconvenience at 11th hour. Now, let us start. Prerequisite for starting the export business. Okay, export business. First step is establishing an organization. To start the export business, first, either you should have proprietary concern, you should have partnership firm, or you should have the company to be set up as per the procedure which is attractive, with attractive name as well as the logo. That is very much important. Once you establish the companies, immediately you proceed for opening a bank account. Okay. Normally this is a business account, so current account will be opened with the bank who is authorized to deal in foreign exchange. Okay, that is AD category 1 bank. Any branch of that bank who is dealing in foreign exchange, you have to open a current account. Third step, as an organization that you have established, you have to apply for the PAN card, that is a PAN number, to the income tax department, and you have to obtain your PAN number. Next step is you have to obtain IEC code. IEC code is nothing but import-export code, and that code is issued by the DGFT, Director General of Foreign Trade. Okay, online application for IEC code can be submitted to the DGFT with certain defined documents. PAN number and IEC number, as per the latest amendment, will remain the same. Only thing is that PAN is issued by the Income Tax Department and IEC number is issued by Director General of Foreign Trade, which comes under Ministry of Commerce. Okay, as per the Foreign Trade Policy 2015-20, it lays down the procedure to be followed for obtaining the IEC, which is a PAN-based. An application has to be submitted online on the site of DGFT, that is www.dgft.gov.in, as per ANF-2A, that is the form ANF-2A, and requisite application fee is 500 rupees through the banking or credit or debit cards made along with the requisite documents as mentioned in the application form itself. Very simple procedure. Now, next step is registration with the membership certificate. Registration cum membership certificate, RCMC. To which category or group you are belonging to, you have to register with them. For availing the authorization to import, export, or any other benefit of concession under foreign trade policy, as also to avail the services or the guidance or exporters are required to obtain the RCMC granted by Concerned Export Promotion Council, FIO, Federation of Indian Export Organization, commodity boards, authorities, with them you have to register with. If you are in exporting coffee or rubber or tea, then you have to approach to coffee board, rubber board or jute board, whatever it may be. If you are not in position to understand from whom it should be taken, or if you are in some other sectors, Federation of Indian Export Organization, there you can register yourself, that is common to all. So from them, registration come membership certification you have to obtain. Then selection of the product, in which product you are dealing with. All items are freely exportable except few which are restricted, for which there is a requirement of license and approval from DGFT, Director General of Foreign Trade. After studying the trend of the export of the different agri products from the India, proper selection of the product is to be exported may be made. Then selection of the market. Once you determine the product, then you have to find what is the market for that product. Overseas market should be selected, and after research, covering the market size, competition, quality requirement, payment terms, etc. need to be seen before selection of the market. Okay, exporter can also evaluate the market also based on their export based on the export benefits available for few countries under foreign trade policy. Export promotion agencies, Indian mission abroad, colleagues, friends, relatives might be helpful in gathering this information, or you can search on the Google also, various sites also if you are known. With this, you have to select the market. Now next, once the market is selected, area is selected, country is selected, then you have to, important task is to find out the buyer for your commodity. Buyer. Participation in trade fairs, buyer-sellers meet, exhibition, business-to-business portals, web browsing are some of the effective tools from where you can find the buyers for your commodity which you propose to export. Then, Export Promotion Councils, Indian Mission Abroad, Overseas Chamber of Commerce can also be helpful for finding out the buyer for your commodity. Creating multilingual portal for your own product, okay, catalog, price, payment terms are also required, and that will be helpful for identifying or finding the buyer for your product. Once you found the buyer, then sampling. It is required providing the customized samples as per the demand of the foreign buyer. As it is, foreign buyer will not purchase the commodity from you. He need to see, view and analyze what you are going to supply to him. So the sample is required to be provided to him for getting an export order. According to the foreign trade policy, export of the bona fide trade and the samples can be freely exportable, and it shall be allowed without any limit. So if it is a sample, it will not have any commercial value, and you can freely export the sample. So you have come up to the stage that you have identified the buyer, you are providing him the sample of your product, then comes pricing and costing. Product pricing is a very crucial matter. In getting the buyer's attention for promoting the sales in a few international competition, the price which you are going to quote should be worked out, taking into consideration all possible expenses, right from sampling to realization of the export proceeds on the basis of the terms. So the cost involved will be covered. In shortly, it can be narrated by quoting the Incoterms. Incoterms are nothing but international commercial terms. It can be quoted as a sample, maybe when it is free on board, that is FOB, three letter only required to be put, cost, insurance and freight, that is CIF, or it may be cost and freight only, and insurance will be covered by the buyer. Then in that case, C and F terms can be quoted while determining the costing. So the proper Incoterms has to be made, has to be used while determining the pricing. Next stage is the negotiation with the buyer. Once you determine the pricing, you have to negotiate with the buyers. After determining the buyer's interest in the product which you are offering to him, the prospects and its continuity in business, demand for giving the reasonable allowances, discount in the prices, if at all any, if the buyer is insisting for, considering all your expenses, whether it is profitable to give the discount or not, that you have to determine. And you have to negotiate with the buyer and fix the price. Now, covering risk with the ECGC. Let us presume that the buyer is convinced and he is ready to buy the products from you. It means your process of export will really start from here onward. Covering risk. Now, risk of export is very high. One thing, you do not know the buyer, you do not know the country, but rest all other factors you have taken into consideration so as to avoid the country's position. Maybe Afghan-like situation may arise there. Maybe there is a buyer's default. He may found out to be a cheater. So there is a risk of effect during making the payment. So these kind of things may happen in international trade, particularly in the export. So the international trade involves the payment risk, and which is a bread and butter for you. So you have to cover this risk by taking the policy from ECGC, that is Export Credit Guarantee Corporation, with a minimum and very limited number, with a very minimal premium. ECGC can give the policy to you covering your payment. Okay. So the buyer's risk and the country risk, both are very sensitive and important, and these risks should be covered under the policy which you have to apply to the ECGC and get that policy. These risks can be covered by an appropriate policy which are issued by the Export Credit Guarantee Corporation Limited, that is ECGC. When and where the buyer is placing an order without making an advance payment or opening the letter of credit, it is advisable to procure the credit limit, on the foreign buyer from ECGC to protect against the risk of non-payment. In that policy, it is that facility is available when you are applying for ECGC. Now, you are all prepared for exporting your commodity. You have taken all possible risk. Everything is finalized. Now, here you have to start your procurement of the order and processing of export order. Procurement of export order and processing of export order. This is the second phase now you are entered into. In that phase, first step is confirmation of order. On receiving an export order, it should be examined carefully in respect of items, its specification given, its payment term condition stipulated, the packaging requirement, its delivery schedule when it is required to be supplied. And then order should be confirmed. Accordingly, exporter can enter into a formal contract with the overseas buyer. Now, you have received the order. You have received the order to supply the product which you have produced. Now, once it is finalized, then formal contract you have to enter into with the overseas buyer. Now, procurement of goods. It is possible that you may not be in position to have already ready with you the goods which you are going to supply. For that, you may require to take assistance of other producers also, and you have to take into your custody and purchase those goods also, so as to confirm that order, quantity. So, the after confirmation of the export order, immediate step that is required to be taken for procurement of the goods which are proposed, marketed, identified for the export. And it should be recommended that generally the order is obtained with much efforts and in competition, so that procurement should also be strictly as per the buyer's requirement. This is very important, otherwise goods will be rejected. Okay, therefore identification of the product which is ready for the sale and making continuous field visits by exporter for identifying the selecting product must be ensured throughout the season so as to have the quality product in your custody. If you have to bring that quality into consideration, you have to look into the quality control aspects also. In today's competitive environment, it is important to be noted that strict quality conscious about the export of the goods, because the product like food grain items, agricultural food products, fisheries are subject to compulsorily pre-shipment inspection. Before the product is shipped on the board, this product required to be inspected, that is pre-shipment inspection, and certificate to that effect is required to be given. Mostly 99% foreign buyers may suggest their standard, their own standard, in which specification they want, and they insist that these products should be inspected by their own nominated agency. You have to give free hand to them. Okay, so the moral of the story is to maintain the high quality of the necessity or necessary to sustain the export business. Quality maintenance. Okay, once the quality maintenance is completed, then it is a finance. You have to procure the goods. You have to procure the goods. You have visited none number of times to the factory or the produce or field visits. Now you are buying it, and nobody will give you locally unless you pay them. So what comes into picture is a financing. So what is to be done in finance? Exporters are eligible to obtain the pre-shipment finance and the post-shipment finance from the commercial banks at the concessional rate, interest rate I mean to say, to complete the export transaction. Okay, so the pre-shipment credit or packing credit, the advance in pre-shipment stage is granted to the new exporters against the lodgement of letter of credit or confirmed order, which is drawn for 180 days maximum to meet the working capital requirement for purchase of the raw material, finished goods, labor expenses, packing and transportation. That facility of financing is available for AD category 1 commercial banks. Normally, the banks are giving 75% to 90% advance at the pre-shipment stage of the value of the export order, keeping the balance as a margin. Okay, so bank adjusts that packing credit or pre-shipment credit which is provided, advance given to the exporter or to you, as against the proceeds of the export bill negotiated. Proceeds of export bill negotiated. It means it is at pre-shipment stage. No export is happened. But once the export is happened, then exporter has to prepare the set of document for the purpose of export. And that facility of post-shipment negotiation bill, post-shipment discounting bill, that facility has to be arranged with the financing bank. And the proceeds of that negotiation should be given to, should be transferred to the pre-shipment credit which is availed from the same bank or other bank. So that will be liquidated. So pre-shipment liability will be concluded and post-shipment liability will be standing. Okay, so the post-shipment finance is given to the exporters normally up to 90% of the invoice value for the normal transit period, and in case of the usance document, it will be up to the notional due date, that is period which is covered under that bill. Okay, so proceeds of the post-shipment will be liquidating the pre-shipment finance, and the post-shipment finance is outstanding against you in your bank. The maximum period for the post-shipment is 180 days from the date of shipment, and the advance granted by the banks are adjusted by realization of the sale proceeds of the export bills. Once the bill are realized, money has come as an export realization. That time, this advance or negotiated bill or discounted bills will be closed. In case of export bill becomes overdue and payment has not forthcoming, then bank will charge the commercial lending rate for its commercial lending rate of interest for all the outstanding. Thank you very much.